Well, I would say I hope we cleared up some of the issues early on, but probably a bigger reason is there's just a lot fewer maritime cases coming up there. I mean, we get very few now, and I don't think there are that many tried in the district court. I think our court has a tendency to take fewer cases on bond, so I think a combination of all those would be my explanation.
Before your opinions in Grand Isle and in Dwaron, the decisions of the Fifth Circuit on maritime contracts were described by Judge Garwood and Judge Jones back in 88 and 90 as perplexing, inconsistent, and troubling. And I think they were probably being kind when they said that. They both called for en banc decisions in 1988, 1990, when contracts were really going off track. And yet, the court didn't do anything about it and waited decades then until Grand Isle in 2009 and Dwaron in 2018. So why do you think the court was not interested when you had judges saying it was perplexing and troubling and whatnot, vexing, another word that was used? Those are good words. Why wasn't the court interested in doing anything in 1988, 1990?
Well, we undoubtedly had some decisions that were conflicting and...